More than 300 people have been arrested over the past month during the daily Rotunda protests. Today, police arrested another 14 of the more than 200 who had gathered for the sing-along. Those arrests went peacefully, but on Monday, one arrest turned violent when police threw 22-year-old Damon Terrell on the marble floor before handcuffing him and his older brother, who had sat down when police approached him. Asked about those arrests today, Governor Walker declined to comment, but he says he supports the rights of the protesters.
They can protest every day for as long as they want through the remainder of this term and any of my future terms. They can protest every day I'm in office. I have no problem with that. That's what's great about America. But we just ask them to simply follow the rules that are not inconsistent with many other capitals.
But longtime protester Ed Kuharski calls those rules unconstitutional and blames police for using rough tactics on Monday.
I think that there were two young, large black males who were demonstrating while black, and they were doing nothing else different. In fact, they were being more careful than most, and they were not singing, they were observing.
Kuharski says protesters counsel each other through Facebook and other social media about how not to provoke police. A federal judge has temporarily upheld the current state capitol rules. A final ruling is expected before the end of the year. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.